by Watt, and right by Watt, and right by Watt, and uppercut. He's holding on, he's going great against us, going to centering. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
Overnight weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air.
Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, this is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, a.k.a. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Straight up, I am the Taco Man. Lots of things to talk about tonight, a couple of hours of hot, hot radio. Straight up, two big upsets in the world of combat sports to talk about. That's right. The one that whooped Ronda Rousey, the girl that beat Ronda Rousey, got licked like a stamp tonight by another girl. No, not in bed. I'm talking about Holly Holm getting beat by Misha Tate in the octagon. Las Vegas, of course, losing that world 135-pound championship. And then, wait, guess what? The next fight, Conor McGregor, he taps out. He loses. The best fighter pound for pound in MMA, both in female and MMA. Female and male MMA, both the best fighters in the world lost. We got the NFL to talk about, the NBA to talk about. Speaking of the NFL, Eli Apple, the guy from the Buckeyes, Ohio State Buckeyes, he goes to a meeting with the Atlanta Falcons. They ask him if he's gay. I kid you not. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America live, open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The name Trump was not always his family's name. One biographer found that a prescient ancestor had changed it from, and this is true, Drumpf. Yes. King Drumpf. And Drumpf is much less magical. It's the sound produced when a morbidly obese pigeon flies into the window of a foreclosed Old Navy. Drumpf. It's the sound of a bottle of store-brand root beer falling off the shelf in a gas station mini-mart. So if you are thinking of voting for Donald Trump, the charismatic guy promising to make America great again, stop and take a moment to imagine how you would feel if you just met a guy named Donald Drumpf. A litigious serial liar with a string of broken business ventures and the support of a former Klan leader who he can't decide whether or not to condemn. Would you think he would make a good president, or is the spell now somewhat broken? And that is why tonight I'm asking America to make Donald Drumpf again. Hashtag make Donald Drumpf again.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you nuts?
Let's go straight to the NBA scoreboard. Atlanta was the winner tonight, 107-97 over the Clippers at home. Of course, the Clippers just can't seem to win down there in L.A. Chicago was the winner, 108 at home over Houston. Sacramento came up short against the San Antonio Spurs. And it looks like the Spurs are really the number two team in the NBA to the Warriors. Speaking of the Warriors, we'll talk about them in just a second. But the Spurs won tonight, 104-94 at home. Another home team that won tonight, Minnesota won 132 over Brooklyn, 118. Straight up, Utah went into New Orleans and won 106-94. Now, the Golden State Warriors, of course, the team, the NBA team, the champions of 2015, 2016, 2017, 2000. I'm just kidding. Anyway, the bottom line is they look like they're going to repeat to me. Not only are they going to repeat, they're going to break this record. I think they'll have more wins at the end of the season than any team ever in history. Because, you know, they're 55-5 now. All right. And I mean, the record is like 73, and I don't think they're going to lose 5 out of 23 of the remaining games. I just don't see it that way. If you see it differently, let me know. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Because I really think that the bottom line is at the end of the day, the Golden State Warriors are the best basketball team at all of on the planet, bar none. San Antonio, they've got two home games against the Warriors before it's all over. The bottom line is, I think the Warriors, even if they dropped those two games, they'd have to lose three other games, and I just don't see it down the stretch. Maybe one home loss and three other losses, just don't see it. I think the Warriors are going to break the record this year. Zach Attack, what do you think? Are they going to break this record? Will they win 73 games?
Yeah, I think they're going to make it. I mean, it's going to be a struggle. You know, they got games left, but luckily for them, they get to play the Lakers tomorrow, so that should be another thing to add on to the record.
Seems like everybody's lumping up on the poor Lakers. Of course, the Lakers, Kobe, the last year. Are they selling out the arena down there, at least selling tickets?
Oh, yeah, they definitely. I mean, they go to Milwaukee, and they're selling out the games over there. Every game this year that features Kobe is selling out. So, I mean, you got to give them credit for that. I think that even though they give them that huge contract, and it's not worth it in the form of wins, it is worth it in the form of revenue generated.
You're tuned to the Sports Overnight America of the Weekend Edition. Of course, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You know, Walt Frazier is not happy. He's not happy. Walt Frazier was like the baddest dude that ever played the backcourt. I mean, I told you in my top five, as far as my top five all-time teams, I named them Walt Frazier, Michael Jordan, the middleman. I think, what did I have? I had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the middle, and I had Rick Barry and LeBron James as the two forwards, okay? But the bottom line is Walt Frazier, smooth Walt Frazier. I mean, he was the guy. He just, maybe you saw him do those Just for Men commercials, okay? But he thinks that the Steph Curry method of basketball, you know what I mean, Steph shooting the net out of the basketball, like shooting 90-foot shots and 12 threes and that kind of stuff. He thinks it's bad for the game. I mean, Walt Frazier's been dogging Steph Curry time and time and time again, and it doesn't look good when a Hall of Famer is coming out here and dogging a guy. Sort of reminds me of Cat Williams dogging Kevin Hart. You know the comedian Cat Williams? Say, oh, Kevin Hart's not funny. Yeah, Kevin Hart's selling out stadiums. He's got movies. He's making $15, $20 million a movie, and he's not funny. Straight up, Zach Attack Young, why is Steph Curry taking all this heat? Why won't people just accept that he might be the best ever?
Well, I mean, I think he does need to prove it a little bit more, but he's certainly along the path. You know, I mean, he's breaking his own three-point records all the time. He's the leading scorer in the NBA. He might be the most improved player and the MVP in the same year. I mean, so he's definitely along that path, but right now he has one title, one MVP, and I mean, he's got some work cut out for him.
Zach, but they rest him in the fourth quarter a lot. I mean, so his legs aren't going to be tired. The Warriors have enough depth that they will not be tired in the playoffs. I think that's their key, is that they don't have to play the first string to win.
Yeah, you're correct in that. I mean, the Warriors, I favor them to win the title, but they still have to do it, and they got to do it a few more times because, I mean, there's been a lot of teams out there that have had three-peats and two-peats.
No,
and
I understand all that kind of good stuff and the dynasty stuff, and the Warriors haven't won in like 40 years. It was 40 years to the day, I think, since they won the last championship in 1975. But you know, when you look at the giant picture and everything, teams aren't meant to repeat. I mean, you know, very rarely do you have dynasties put together, especially in the modern era, the last few years. I mean, the last real dynasty we had in basketball might have been Michael Jordan and his role in the Bulls, huh? Who after that?
Well, you did have the Lakers, the three-peat Lakers.
And then LeBron?
LeBron to an extent, but, I mean, he only won two titles, you know. Kobe won
only?
I mean, he won two titles. Is that a dynasty? I don't know.
Selling poor. LeBron did it by himself, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
You know what? You failed to give LeBron his props time and time again. I mean, I do the same thing because, you know, he's with the other teams with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I'm a Golden State fan, that kind of good stuff. But, you know, I think we dog LeBron just a little bit too much. We need to give him his props because, let's be honest, he is a special, special guy. You are tuned. The Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Coming up, combat sports, folks. I'm talking about an evening of combat sports that you will not believe. Two major upsets, two champions getting beat in the UFC. I'm talking about boxing on HBO and Showtime, the heavyweight championship, at least a version of it, on the line as far as boxing is concerned. So lots of combat sports. The next segment, open phone lines once again. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am Johnny Taco. Zach Attack Young is with me. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live on Sports Byline, iHeart Radio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Works for me.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Speaking of the WBO, the World Boxing Organization crowned a new welterweight champion. I'm talking about California's Jesse Vargas, now 27-1, 10 KOs. Not a big puncher, but he stopped a ninth-round TKO over previously undefeated Saddam Ali out of New York City. Pretty good fighter who came in at 22-0, now 13 wax, 22-1, now 13 wax, to claim the vacant WBO 147-pound welterweight championship. Vargas can fight, but as I said, he can't punch. That is his downfall. In the main event, the WBA interim heavyweight champion. I'm talking about Luis, the real King Kong Ortiz. And yes, he looks like King Kong, folks. 25-0 now, 22 KOs. Scored a six-round KO over Zach Attack Young. He might as well have been Zach Attack Young or Pedro Fernandez or Johnny Taco or Scott Cuddy or anybody else. Because Tony the Tiger Thompson, he's like 40-something years old. Now 40-7, 27 KOs. It was a non-title fight. Thank goodness. But why'd they put this on TV? I just don't know. I guess to get King Kong Ortiz out there, but 25-0 now. He looks like the real deal. A winner in round six. The time was 2 minutes and 29 seconds. Now, straight up, we're talking UFC, of course, tonight. The UFC Bantamweight Championship on the line, straight up. Holly Holm, the lady, the young lady that stopped Ronda Rousey, licked her like a stamp, beat her so bad she should have been arrested for domestic violence. But guess what? Tonight, things changed.
Misha hanging on. Holly walking over towards the cage.
Oh, it's a dogfight. Misha's got her back.
Holly stands up. She's got to be careful.
Misha's got her neck.
Misha looking to lock it in.
Misha looking to choke her out.
Whoa.
She's got her back. Still has it.
She's tapping.
It is all over.
Misha.
It's a new UFC Women's Bantamweight Champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee John McCarthy has called a stop to this contest at 3 minutes, 30 seconds of round number 5. Declaring the winner by submission due to a rear naked choke and new undisputed UFC Bantamweight Champion of the World, Misha!
Bantamweight champion of Misha Tate. How does that sound?
I waited so long to hear you say that, Joe.
It's been such a journey for you. Give me your thoughts on the fight.
She's capable of catching anyone at any moment, so I knew I had to play it patient and find the perfect moment. You know, she's a very calculated fighter. And it's obviously a very emotional moment for me.
You had amazing success in the second when you took her down. You dominated her from the top. But then she went those other two rounds after that, stifling your takedown attempts. What were your thoughts going into that fifth and final round?
I knew I had to finish the fight. You know, I had to find that perfect time. I had to be perfect in the fifth round. You know, it was, like I said, patient in those other rounds. And it's like, she edged me out in those, you know, few of those rounds, if not three. So I knew the fifth round was important.
It was about 2 minutes to go. And look up at the big screen. And I want you to enjoy this, because you earned this. You went for this. This was not an easy takedown. And she tried desperate to defend it. You scrambled behind her. She tried to stand up. You dragged her down. I mean, this is touch and go right here. You were holding on as much as you could. But when she tried to flip you over, this is really where it all came together for you. You were holding on to that neck. You sunk it in. And she tries to shake you off. And give me your thoughts. What was going through your mind right here?
I thought I had to be like a pit bull on a bone. I couldn't let go of it. She wasn't getting out of that one.
And she tried not to. She tried not to tap.
She's got a lot of heart. I mean, not many people wouldn't tap out. She went out like a champion. I have so much respect for this woman. And I thank her so much for stepping in here tonight and giving me everything she had.
Misha, you fought a gutsy, intelligent, strategic fight. And when you had to do it, you went for it. Congratulations. You are the new bantamweight champion of the world. Misha Tate, ladies and gentlemen.
Zach Attacker, you ready for that? Holly Holm getting beat like that in her first title offense?
That was an interesting fight. I mean, you kind of got the sense that it was going to be a rough fight for Holly Holm in the second round. You know, it looked like she was going to get submitted then, but she fought through that. And I mean, I don't think it was the right choice that she made at the end to try to throw her off like that. I think that just sunk the choke in deeper, but... Man, what an upset.
Zach, my opinion on that was she had no choice. She was going to get choked. She was standing there. The choke was locked in there. And what surprised me was that Misha Tate hung onto that choke through that flip.
Yeah, but I mean, you see that happen sometimes, and it always sinks the choke in deeper because it's just like it's putting her in a worse position, Holly Holm. I mean, it's a gamble. Like there's always the chance you can shake them off, but when someone's that good at jiu-jitsu and they got their leg wrapped around you and their arm wrapped around your neck, you're probably not going to shake them off.
But Zach, she was a smaller girl tonight. She came in a smaller fighter. She was smaller not only in height and reach, but she was smaller across the body. I mean, she had a lot of disadvantage tonight. She had lost to Ronda Rousey not once but twice, and Holly Holmes, of course, destroyed Ronda Rousey. So, I mean, deep down inside of her mind, Misha Tate had to be doubting herself coming in here.
Yeah, she had to be. And I mean, the way the fight was playing out, I mean, maybe she was ahead on the cards. I mean, there wasn't a lot of action in the fight other than the second round and then the ending, of course. But a lot of the fight was just kind of, it was a distance fight, you know? And I mean, I personally thought Holly Holm was ahead. I don't know.
Zach Attack, you got to lay off that heroin. Don't do heroin before watching the fights, please, because you come up with decisions like that. Anyway, Holly Holm, no longer the World Bantamweight Championship band champion. And, of course, Ronda Rousey probably sort of satisfied. But then again, you know, Ronda doesn't get lit up by Holly again for the title. I guess she can beat Misha Tate. The odds are that Ronda Rousey would fight Misha Tate now, huh?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I'm sure the UFC is happy. They might get their cash cow back.
And if Holly fights her again, Holly crushes her again. Anyway, they co-feature Nate Diaz, the underdog, comes in on what, 8 days notice? 10 days notice?
Yeah, not a lot of notice. I think it was about 10 days notice. I think you're right with that. And I mean, it was a huge jump for Connor. And looking at it now after the fact, it seems like it was a bit too much. He was doing great in the first round, but I mean, I think he got tired from that weight jump. You know, that's a lot to do. And I mean, it was a great fight. It was very entertaining. And Nate Diaz, he persevered through that because his face was all kinds of busted up.
But Nate Diaz, that's the way Nate Diaz fights. If Nate Diaz isn't busted up, he usually doesn't win. Nate Diaz defeats Conor McGregor's submission, rear naked choke in the second round, 4 minutes and 12 seconds. And of course, Conor McGregor, the world featherweight champion, 145 pounds, supposed to fight the 155-pound champion. And then he got hurt. And the bottom line was they moved this fight up to 170. And you and I were dogging Nate Diaz, thinking that Nate Diaz didn't have a chance in a five-round fight. But then again, the size, boiled down to the size. I think Conor McGregor, I think you're right. Him carrying that extra weight and trying to throw around a bigger guy, I think that's what took its toll on him.
Yeah, because that's crazy to think, you know, Conor McGregor went from, oh, okay, I'm going to fight in a 155-pound fight to I'm going to fight in a 170-pound fight. And I just think that's a huge that's crazy. He was already moving up in weight 10 pounds, and then you add that extra 15, 25-pound jump. I mean, that's – looking back, I mean, it was a brave move by him, but it's kind of one of those things where it's like you kind of could see the writing on the wall in a way.
It wasn't a brave move. He thought – listen, he was so confident, he thought he'd go in there and gangster slap Nate Diaz. It wasn't a brave move. He thought he was going to roll over Diaz like a speed bump.
And you know what? The first round he did, I mean, I thought they might stop the fight. It was bad, the way he was beating up Nate. I've never seen anyone do that to Nate Diaz before. You know?
Nate Diaz was getting lit up. And you know, Nate Diaz, out of Stockton, California, his brother Nick Diaz, of course, famous for that Strikeforce war they had on CBS television and canceled the Strikeforce contract with CBS television. I mean, they had that big riot in the middle of the ring. CBS was televising this live in the Eastern Time Zone, folks. They just freaked out. They went to a commercial, but they didn't go to a commercial, Zach, until about 3 or 4 minutes into that brawl. Remember? They finally went to one. What was CBS thinking that night?
I don't know. And I still remember what Gus Johnson said. He said, well, folks, sometimes these things happen in MMA. And that effectively killed MMA on network TV for the next few years.
All right. Corey Anderson beat one of the crowd favorites, Tom Lawler. Tonight, the decision was unanimous, 30-27, two judges, 29-28, and another. Lawler thought he had won that fight. Another woman's bantamweight bout, Amanda Nunes. They call her the cupcake or something like that. She beat Valentina Shevchenko. A unanimous nod across the board, 29-28, 29-27, and 29-27. I'm looking at some of the other guys on the card. Diego Sanchez was the winner. He beat Jim Miller. Let's go to Bellator for just a minute. Bellator 151 had taken place this past Friday night. And, of course, I think they're going to be off for a couple of months again. Zach, what is Scott Coker's mindset in having shows on TV and running like 4 shows in a month and then disappearing for 3 months? How do you get – I couldn't do that on radio.
No, you couldn't do that. And I mean, when you put on the type of the farce of a card that they had with the Kimbo Dada 5000 fight and the Shamrock fight, I mean, I don't know. That's not a way to draw a new audience, I don't think, because that was kind of a laughing stock for MMA.
But laughing stock or not, the numbers were through the roof.
Yeah, they were, but I mean, at what cost? You know, do you want to be taken seriously, or do you just want to be like the sideshow version of the UFC?
Speaking of sideshows, Conor McGregor, I mean, the bubble was burst tonight. The entire world was watching, man, and he got hammered.
He got choked out.
That's what I meant. And let me tell you, anymore, and he'd have been asleep. If he hadn't done it, he'd have been all over.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's difficult to gauge how much he loses from this, because obviously his hype was at an all-time high. But at the same time, if he goes back down and continues to dominate those lower divisions, I mean, then you'll just say he needed to get acclimated to 170 better, which is probably true.
Okay, does Nate Diaz beat Robbie Lawler, the current welterweight champion?
No, I don't think so.
Size?
I think Stephen Wonderboy Thompson is probably going to be the champion. He looks like the real deal. And, I mean, he knocked out Johnny Hendricks, and I think he'll knock out Robbie Lawler. He probably would knock out Nate Diaz. So I think he's going to be the champion for a while.
Rafael Dos Anjos, the 155-pound champion, the guy that pulled up lame in this fight, he was considered a tougher match, a far tougher match than Diaz. I mean, what were handicappers thinking?
I don't know what they were thinking, because when I saw that, I thought Diaz was honestly a tougher match, especially considering the size. I always thought that Rafael Dos Anjos was exactly what McGregor described him as, which is a bigger, slower Aldo who's not as skilled.
Interesting. Of course, tonight's UFC on pay-per-view. In fact, we brought you those highlights there. That was an amazing, amazing fight. Of course, Holly Holm losing the Bantamweight Championship. And, of course, Conor McGregor, pound for pound, the best fighter in MMA. Is he still number one?
I don't think he could be considered number one coming off that loss, but I mean, if he goes back down and wins the lightweight belt, then he has a case for that again.
Okay, UFC 197 next up on the pay-per-view docket, Daniel Cormier and John Jones. I think John Jones is going to go out and try to punish Daniel Cormier this time.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, I don't really like Daniel Cormier acting like he's the champion because he didn't earn that belt. He got beat by the champion.
Good point, but he made a couple of bucks. The bottom line is, folks, you are tuned to Sports Over in America. This is the weekend edition, and that was your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the WBO, the World Boxing Organization. Of course, you can follow this WBO on Facebook or go to the WBO's website. Check out WBOboxing.com. Straight up, guess who's next? You know Hunter? You know Fred Dreyer? You know the NFL? L.A. Rams? I mean, the guys in all, he was a stud. The NFL, Hollywood guy, big playboy. Bottom line is we'll talk about lots of things with him on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Next up, Fred Dreyer on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
We're talking crossovers, folks. Few men can cross over from athletics to Hollywood. TV star and former All-Pro, I'm talking about Fred Dreyer, is on the line. And Fred, how's life treating you?
Everything's good here. How about you?
Things are fair, man. I mean, you know, the Hunter and almost 9 seasons on Hollywood. How did you make that transition from being an athlete to an actor?
A lot of hard work and time.
Talk to me about the hard work.
Well, you have you've got to dedicate a lot of your time to being in a classroom, being in acting classes, studying, reading, observing life, and You know, it's in order to do that, you got to not do other things.
Okay. Stephen J. Cannell was the executive producer for a while, at least when Hunter got started. He did the Rockford Files. What was it like to work under him? He was considered an iconic figure.
Well, Steve is he's one of the heroes, you know. He's a self-made man, and he was a writer under Roy Huggins over at Paramount, and came in under Roy when they were doing the Rockford Files.
Mm-hmm.
And then he began to go out on his own, write scripts and stories, and created relationships with networks. And he had one time he had like four or five shows on the air at the same time.
Yeah, he was an amazing guy. I love the Rockford Files. In fact, I still watch Rockford Files almost every day on Netflix. Listen, you got traded from New York to New England. And you refused to report. How did you refuse to report for a trade? How could that happen back then?
Well, I'm on my option year.
Oh,
you know, okay. And so they had my rights. The Giants did up until May of the year of 1972. So in January of 72, they traded what was left of my rights from January to May to the New England Patriots, and then I didn't want to go there. So I said, in May, I'm a free agent. You know, so. You know, you can either trade me or just wait around until I sign with somebody else and then deal with the league about compensation.
Speaking of this free agency, did Curt Flood, the baseball player from the St. Louis Cardinals, did he start all this? Was he the one that got the ball rolling on free agency in major league sports across the board?
Yeah, I think so. I think Curt Flood was one of the guys, one of the pioneers, I guess. But he was a guy that put his career on the line. I don't know if he was, a superstar at the time or not, but he decided, I'm not going to be traded. I'm not going to be put in a position that I don't want to be put. And so he filed a lawsuit, and the rest is history.
Fred Dreyer is, I guess, of course, the former star of Hunter, and now he's doing the sports show. That's Saturday at noon. He follows a show called Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but Saturday at noon Pacific time. And you do this with Mike Horn. I knew Mike Horn like 25, 30 years ago. We were together at CRN.
Yeah, well, he's still here running the show.
Mike's like the godfather of CNN. And I remember when he was booking gigs for Mickey Rooney. Did you know that?
Yep.
Yeah, he was. Can you get me Mickey? Yeah, Mickey isn't feeling that good this week, but I tried to get him a couple different times. Fred Dreyer, I guess. Tell me about the transition to now radio. I mean, you're doing radio, doing live sports show. What's it like?
Well, look, it's like anything you do. You know, you put some time into it, and you try to get it going. You have to learn the form of radio. It's different than television. You know, you're not on camera, although we do have an iPod. We do broadcast an iPod from our studio, but it's great training to be able to speak on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to decide what it is that we want to talk about. I was doing politics for the first 2.5 years, and then we decided to go into sports because sports and politics nowadays is almost inseparable. So we've got a lot of things that we're doing here with the station, and you can find our show at crntalk.com. And we're syndicated. We're on the weekends in a lot of the major cities. I'm learning a little bit about the radio business, and also doing some things on air. You know, it's good practice. It's good. Good training to be able to do a show for an hour a day, and I'm liking it. I honestly don't know. It's like acting. You know, I went from football to acting. I figured, well, I like acting, but I don't know if I can make a living at it. Mm-hmm. And the same thing I think holds true with radio. You know, you have to get into it, and you have to be able to realize that you're going to have some growing pains, and things may not happen the way you want them to or as fast as you want them to, but if you stick in there, you know, for the long run, you get better at it, and plus there's more chance of you being able to make a living at it.
Fred Dreyer is our guest. The website is freddreyer.com, spelled just exactly as it is, Fred Dreyer, FREDDRYER.net. Some colleges are not going to not allow practice, tackling and practice. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it's football, you know, and that's part of it. And for whatever reasons they don't want you to do it, then, you know, put a dress on everybody and they'd be done with it, you know.
Interesting. Fred Dryers, I guess. Hey, you did some work with Andy. What was Andy Warhol like? Was he a freak? What was he like?
Andy was a good friend, and I'd known him for a long time.
Yeah.
And one of the true iconoclasts, an artist, and he was the first one, you know, to really, you know, to understand what pop culture was. And he was funny. And just sitting there, he was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a very talented guy, and I used to go down to his studio downtown off Broadway, and I remember I took my wife down there one day, and he loved her, and he wanted to draw her, and I say draw,
mm-hmm.
He wanted to draw her, and so. We were sitting there having lunch, and he was sketching, doing all these little sketches and stuff, talking with us and stuff. And we took some photographs and had a great afternoon. He took the time out of his busy schedule, and he's really busy, to take us around his studio and show us his paintings and explain them. And he was very interesting. And he died suddenly. You know, he went in for an operation and died of complications. But I used to talk to him. You know, he'd say, here's my number, give me a call. And I, one night, you know, about 2:00 in the morning, I called back there, and he answered the phone. We started talking about stuff, and he says, you know, this is really great. He said, would you do me a favor? I said, sure. He says, would you get together and collect all of your junk mail and send it to me? I said, sure. So I sent him a huge box. It took me about a couple of months. But I sent him a huge box of all of my junk mail. And what he does is he takes the junk mail of sports and culture of celebrities and puts them in these bins, these trash bins. He had like three or four brand new trash bins up in his studio. And he loved those things. They were utilitarian, and to put all of this junk mail inside this utilitarian, brand new, shiny, not a dent or a scratch on it. It was he loved it, you know. So he'd do things like that, but I had a good time visiting with him. And anytime I was in New York, he was always there for me to welcome me and have lunch or whatever it might be, you know. So we had a lot of fun.
Fred Dryers, I guess, I got to ask you a question. 69 years old, what one person you met in your 69 years that made the most impression on you?
The most impression?
I mean, what person you say, dang,
Well, it's a good question, but in my entire life, you know, it was probably, one of my coaches that kind of took me under my wing, under his wing, when my father passed away when I was 17, it was a moment in time there that I was going through some personal things, confusion, anger, and those types of things, he kind of pointed the way, helped me rise above it a little bit and to put some perspective on these types of things, you know. And as my life went on, I went on from the time I was 17 to the present day, and 52 some odd years, and my father never saw me play baseball or football or any of these things, you know, professionally speaking, or college or high school, but it was a period in my life that I look back on now. The older I get, the more value it had for me.
Okay. Last question for Fred Dreyer, and of course you can see him at freddreyer.net. You were known as a player in Hollywood, and you know, had a lot of girlfriends, this and that. Is there one that you look back on and regret the most? Can you name her?
I can give you a nice list that was comforting when I needed comfort. You know?
But is there anybody on that list that you would, like, exclude for the most part, that you see that was a big mistake?
Oh, no, look, hey, you'll make all kinds of different, you know, choices in life and you know, picking women and having girlfriends and wives and stuff, you know, it's all a part of it, you know. You're in it for the long haul, and I know friends of mine who are my age that have been married, like, they're on their fourth wife, and then I've always told them, I said, you know, at some point in time, you got to quit.
The Sports Show with Fred Dreyer and, of course, Michael Horn. That's Saturday at noon Pacific time right here on Sports Byline. Fred, I thank you for the time. I feel honored, man. Come back on the Taco Man Show anytime you want.
Good, Taco. Have a great day.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It works for me.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You waited all summer for that night to come around. Mom was in the kitchen and I was laying down. We said we'd meet up later at the county fair. As you closed the door,
the voice of Joey Feek. Joey and Rory, of course. Joey Feek, a country superstar, no doubt about it, country music superstar. Passed away this week after a battle with cervical cancer. And was sort of, this lady was so bold and so brave. You know, they said, you could take chemo. She said, no, I'll just take it on. And she took cancer on and she ended up losing. But the bottom line is she put up one hell of a fight. Speaking of one hell of a fight, of course, tonight, the UFC just going off the charts, man. The UFC heavyweight champion, not on the line, but you would think so, because Conor McGregor really is the pound-for-pound king in all of MMA, right? Well, maybe not anymore. Tonight, losing a stoppage. The second round, and Nate Diaz got choked out. All right, almost went to sleep, but he tapped out. Of course, the lady that did go to sleep or partially to sleep or was real close to it, I'm talking about the woman that whooped on Ronda Rousey. That's right, Holly Holm. Wow, did she get her comeuppance tonight? I mean, she just got... I thought she was getting beat up by Misha Tate all throughout the fight. Misha Tate had a big second round, but I thought Misha Tate was outboxing her, was using the octagon to her advantage, moving around the cage of battle. I mean, moving that footwork, moving in, moving jabs. And she was a shorter, the smaller girl. She had, like, the smaller body. So, you know, I thought that Holly Holm was be able to outbox her, but Holly Holm couldn't outbox her. Holly Holm couldn't outstrike her. Holly Holm couldn't output her on the ground, outwork her on the ground. I mean, you just got to give Misha Tate all kinds of credit because she came into this a decisive underdog. She was not supposed to win. Speaking of not supposed to win, we'll talk about upsets in the world of boxing, folks, when we come up with our combat sports segment in hour number two. Speaking of hour number two, the great Charles Jay will join us. That's right. We're talking sports, numbers, boxing, NFL, basketball, you name it. In that first segment of hour number two, we'll talk with Charles Jay. And, of course, Charles Jay, it's an atmosphere. I mean, it's the universe. Whatever you want to talk about, he'll talk about as far as sports are concerned. Sports, numbers, and money, that's his game. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Going over some of the NBA scores. Then, of course, the Atlanta Hawks were winners 107-97 over the Clippers. Houston came up short to Chicago 108-100. Sacramento, the Kings just can't seem to win, especially trying to play a team like San Antonio, probably the second best team in all of basketball. San Antonio winner 104-94. Brooklyn, they came up short in Minnesota 132-118. And Utah went on the road against New Orleans 106-94. Of course, I talked about the Golden State Warriors and the fact that they're being just disrespected to no end. I mean, Walt Frazier was the latest guy to slap at Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. I mean, how can you slap at a team that has won a championship, that a guy that's probably the best shooter in the history of basketball? You know what's happening? As I mentioned this a little bit early, it's just jealousy. These guys are realizing that, you know what, Michael Jordan, he may be done now as far as the best player pound for pound in basketball history, because if Steph Curry can keep hitting those shots and win a couple of more NBA titles, I mean, he's a better shooter than Jordan. You have to say that, right? He is. Who is a better shooter than Steph Curry? Nobody. Nobody in the NBA. Nobody, no way, no how. Speaking of baseball, Barry Bonds trying to make his way back into the world of baseball, of course, doing his coaching thing this year, and he'll try to get back into the picture as far as the Baseball Hall of Fame is concerned. And I thought about it this week. You know, Barry Bonds, he's not my favorite guy. He's not my favorite guy at all. I've interviewed him in the past. Of course, he was at Sarah High School on the Peninsula, a private high school that Barry Bonds, his father, sent him to, and he was a turd when he was in high school. Of course, interviewing was very difficult. One-word responses, flippant responses. I mean, that was Barry Bonds back then, of course. Then he became the biggest star in all of baseball, the home run king, of course. But he had an asterisk next to that. But does the asterisk matter? Does it really matter? Do performance-enhancing drugs really matter in baseball? I mean, I've had people like Paco Vacher, so I'll ask him about that in hour number two. But straight up, you know, you got to think about it. They're not beating on people. It's not like combat sports. Nobody's getting hurt. So why shouldn't they be able to perform to the best of their abilities, be it anabolic steroids or not? Should steroids be legal for non-contact sports? Think about that. Hour number two still to come. Charles Jay, Paco Valcarcel, combat sports, baseball, nude women's wrestling, you name it, we'll talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. Stay tuned for hour number two. Johnny Taco's All-Stars live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, CRN2, and AFN Radio.